On the evening of May 28th, Kingfisher Charters notified the Coast Guard that one of its boats was overdue with five people on board. The boat had last been seen near Cape Edgecombe. Coast Guard Public Affairs Officer Ian Gray says an air crew found it on Sunday evening, partially submerged near Low Island, about 10 miles southwest of Sitka.
We discovered a half-submerged vessel at around 6:03 p.m. Sunday night, conducted search efforts to find the five individuals that were missing. We located one in the water, an older adult male who was not wearing a personal flotation device, and he was deceased.
The Coast Guard continued their search throughout the next day for the remaining four people who were missing from the boat. With a helicopter crew, a plane from Kodiak, the fast response cutter Douglas Denman, the Sitka Fire Department's emergency response vessel, and several Good Samaritan vessels on the scene. Over 20 hours, they scoured a wide area, but Gray says the search was called off around 9:30 on Monday evening.
It's an unfortunate outcome. As of right now, you know, to suspend a case is always a hard decision to make, you know, at the very top with Admiral Moore. But after searching over 820 square feet for over 20 hours, you know, those decisions were made ultimately. And it's our hearts go out to the families of the victims and the missing.
Names of the victims have not been released to the public. An investigation into the accident is ongoing, but Gray says so far it doesn't look like the vessel ran aground.
The initial divers that dove on the boat to examine the vessel didn't indicate that the vessel struck anything. There wasn't a big hole in the hull of the vessel that indicated that they struck anything to make it sink.
After the search was called off, local marine salvage company Hansen Maritime took over salvage efforts and was working to remove the boat from the water on Tuesday afternoon. The loss of five people aboard the charter vessel is the worst maritime tragedy in the area since a chartered float plane went down en route from Sitka to Warm Springs Bay in September 2004. No sign of the plane, its pilot, or its four passengers has ever been found.